Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 162.
What's up, team? Hey, in this episode, we're talking about four levels of goal setting. Let's go. What's up, T-Money? What's up, fam? Well, hey, welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast. Happy 2022. It sounds weird, T-Money, saying 2022, but this one knows to be true. Deuces are wild. It's going to be a wild year this year. It's going to be a fun year this year. And as your mindset coaches, we want to give you tactical tools, strategies, not just theory. And in the spirit of a new year, let's just get back to the basics. Common sense isn't common practice. Have you identified what you want and have you written it down? Let's talk about goals. So let's just talk about some research I read in the book, What They Don't Teach You at Harvard. They referenced a study from 1979 where they asked business graduate students, do you have a goal? Have you put to paper? Do you have a plan to achieve it? So 84% of these students had no goal. 13% had a goal, but didn't put to paper, no plan. Only 3% T-Money had all three. Goal, put to paper, had a plan to achieve it. Of that 3%, they made 10 times more money 10 years down the road than the 97% combined. So don't just think it, ink it. But I think part of this process of goal setting is to be honest and real and ask yourself, what do you want? Most people can't even answer that question. When I'm doing trainings, T-Money, like workshops live, sometimes I will corner someone and I feel bad for them. And I'll have the microphone and I'll say, hey, what do you want the most in life? What do you want the most at work? What do you just want the most for you? Tanner, most people can't answer that.
They don't know.
So Tanner, if I asked you right now, what do you want the most? Are you courageous enough to verbalize it, to identify it in front of the whole world?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, what is it?
I want to keep learning and building connections. And I want to be, I've had already so many people that have given back to me and helped me out in my career so far. And I want to be able to be at a point in life where I can give back to the next generation in helping people out and moving on in their careers.
No, I would crystallize that in a way more clear, yeah, concise manner, where it's just, there's no confusion. It's crystal clear. But I mean, you're on the right track, which is good.
Yeah.
Listeners, can you say the same thing? Can you be super clear with what you want and identify it? So today's mental workout is helping you identify four levels of goals. So let's just break down the four, okay? The first one, think of a staircase. We're starting at the top and then we'll work our way down. So the first goal is what is called an outcome goal, a result. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be a national champion, or I'm going to run the Boston Marathon, or I'm going to be the number one rep in the country. It's an outcome. There's no confusion. It's a yes or no. Did you do it? Yes or no. Starts there. Then level, I guess, two, as you're working your way down, is what is called a performance goal. So in order for me to make the Boston Marathon, I need to have my mile splits at a certain time. In order for us to be a national champion on defense, we have to hold our opponents to X amount of, you know, points per game or yards per game or whatever. There's like a number. For me to be the number one rep in the country, I have to increase revenue by X amount per month, or increase revenue or goals or budget. There has to be a number where you can evaluate, did you perform that goal or not to hit this result that you want? Now, level three to me is the most important. Once we've identified an outcome, once we've looked at and pinpointed some metrics to help us get there that we wanted to hit, number three is the most important one, is which was called process goals. What are the habits that we're going to commit to do? The standards, where we love the journey, we love the process. These are behavior-based, because we can't control outcomes. We can't control performance. These are out of our control. The process is in our control. So for example, in order to run the Boston Marathon, how many miles are you going to get in each day? Do you work with a running coach? Do you work with a running group? What shoes are you wearing? What's your daily, weekly, monthly process? Attack the process. If you want to be a top sales rep, well, how many calls are you going to make a day? How many in-services? How many follow-ups? How many live events? How many night events? Attack the process. For you to be national champions, how many hours in the weight room? How much time are you going to spend with your teammates? How much, you know, alone time? How much time with your coach? How much time, whatever it is that you're talking, how much mindfulness, how are you going to visualize? What? So this is the process. So I think so many people during, when they set a New Year's goal, this resolution, there's no action behind it. It's just, they just write down something that they want. Now that's powerful. It's good to know what we want. That's really a huge step.
First step.
We should attack the process. And maybe for you, T-Money, what would your process be for your goal? You want to impact people that just like how you've been impacted, and then you want to help and serve people. Like, well, what's your process behind that? You see what I'm saying? Like, let's get clear on what does that look like? Your behaviors match your goals. So T-Money, it's awesome that you identified, you know, what your goal is for this year, but have you pinpointed like your process? What are some daily things or weekly, monthly things you're going to do to attract and to manifest your goals? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it starts with me continuing to learn from people and finding mentors. I mean, I've got you, we've talked about Yogi before, Jason Johnson, another phenomenal creative that I've connected with. And all these people that I'm learning from so that I can take these skills, keep bettering my craft, and then give back, and then also reflecting and finding ways to volunteer, and also reflecting on what I've learned. I think those are some really good options.
That's it. That's great. So start with, hey, what's the result? At the end of the year, I want this. Some performance metrics to help me get there are this. But my process, my daily routines, weekly, monthly habits, is this. Clarity is power, the best, focus on less, not more. The journey is the reward, not the outcome. But now I think let's spend a little bit of time on the fourth level, which I see this like below the ground, under the surface. These are what are called default goals. These default goals are these subconscious goals that are like your fears, things that you are afraid of, or it's also called your limiting beliefs. These old things that you verbalize, these old stories that you're holding on to, that your subconscious, it goes to this default mode. And it's like, why am I always over? Why am I, you know, never the top right? Why can't we win the big game? Well, because you're a slave of these default goals that aren't even true, because our actions and beliefs aren't based off of the truth. They're based off of our perception of the truth. Mm. So part of this goal setting exercise, it's often been also called fear setting. What are some fears of yours that you're going to identify? What are some old beliefs you're going to identify, old stories you're going to identify, and say, these aren't going to hold me back anymore. I'm going to rewrite. I'm going to rewire. I'm not defined by this. And just recognize when these thoughts pop up, not today, Satan, and move on to your vision board and your process, these like daily reminders of why you're going to be great when the things that you want. So what are some old stories, these old default goals, that you need to just be aware of, that is not going to, you're not going to allow to stop you. So that's it, T-Money. That's the exercise. Outcome, performance, process, default goals. Those four. Because I've said it before, I'll say it again. One of my favorite quotes is from Plato. The first and greatest victory is to conquer self. It's you versus you all day, every day. So let's go, team. What a fun exercise you can do with your spouse, with a teammate, with a loved one, with a colleague. If you're a business leader, manager, let's talk about those four and let's get super clear on what we want. And let's make this the best year yet. T-Money, you know what to do, brother. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey team, Coach Colin here. If you're an athlete, a coach, a performer of any type, you can't just train the body, you got to train the mind. Right now you can go to my mental toughness training course and learn 5 mental skills that every top performer needs. Click the link in the show notes. Let's go do it.